Nike set to unveil gender-inclusive clothing line for children for Pride Month. By Warner Todd Houston on June 7, 2023. Nike is at it again, aiding and abetting the radical groomer agenda with its new line of gender-inclusive clothing for small children that it plans to unveil for June Pride Month. The news was revealed in an email sent to Nike employees as so-called Pride Month kicked off this month. The email, first revealed by the Daily Wire, notes that the new clothing line will be introduced maybe as soon as June 13. In collaboration with Nike Kids Design, join the Pride Network as we spotlight the pioneering gender-inclusive Kids One Fit apparel, the email says, according to Fox News. The email also outlines many of the other programs and events that Nike is planning for Pride Month. This year's theme is Together We Are Undeniable. The LGBTQIA+ community continues to fight for equality. Their fight to be themselves, says the email signed by Heidi O'Neill, Nike's president of consumer and marketplace. The Nike email adds that the theme centers around determination, celebrating icons of the community and the progress we have and will continue to make in light of recent attacks and restrictions on the community and their allies. One part of the event will feature a panel discussion with Oregon Health and Science University surgeon Dr. Blair Peters. The surgeon, who identifies as queer, is reportedly an expert in gender reassignment surgery. Join the Human Rights Campaign, Portland Community Football Club's Kay Gleitner, and OSA Trans Health Program's Dr. Blair Peters for a panel and Q&A to discuss policies impacting the transgender community, the email tells Nike employees. Dr. Peters had several tweets in which he boasted about his gender-affirming surgeries. Indeed, in one tweet he has since deleted, Peters said he performed gender-affirming mastectomies, top surgeries, for three young adults and adolescents. Nike is hosting a list of other events aimed at pushing the LGBT agenda this month, as well. The company has a family-friendly drag story time scheduled for June 13, is sponsoring a film entitled Changing the Game that pushes transgender athletes, is set to roll out its Kids One Fit apparel for gender-inclusive children, and another panel discussion event, this one about climate change, for which the topic is queer ecology. For the latter, environmental educator Isaias Hernandez explains that he works to help everyone educate themselves on the intersectional nature of the climate crisis before adding, "As a queer and brown environmentalist, I believe a diversity of worldviews, backgrounds, and experiences are essential to achieve success in the environmental movement." Nike has also announced that it is donating $600,000 to six LGBT groups to push the agenda on schools and local communities. One of those groups is the Gay, Lesbian, Straight Education Network, GLSEN, which works specifically to force primary education schools to push the gay, transgender agenda into school curricula and policies. GLSEN also advocates for schools not to tell parents when their kids decide to transition or use odd pronouns in class. This is far from the first time Nike has assisted in advancing the radical LGBT agenda, as it recently joined with a Memphis-based gay group to sponsor a queer youth field day sports event for people ages 13 to 25. Nike also partnered with transgender TikTok influencer Dylan Mulvaney for an ad campaign where Mulvaney modeled Nike leggings and sports bras. It was a campaign that spurred former college swimming champion Riley Gaines to blast Nike for making a sad mockery of women. Nike joins the growing list of companies who find it acceptable to disrespect women by making a sad mockery of what being a woman entails, the former University of Kentucky swimmer said at the time. Another woman jumped to her own TikTok account to eviscerate Nike for partnering with Mulvaney, urging women to join her burn bra challenge and burn their Nike sports tops in protest for hiring Mulvaney to flounce around in their product. "Nike, I am done with you. I will never, ever buy another Nike product as long as I live. And there are millions and millions and millions of women just like me," the woman said in her video. "We are the queens," she added. "Your consumers hit you where it hurts, and that's right in your pocket. I challenge every real woman that is sick of this nonsense. It's a great night to burn my Nike bras." And now we see Nike celebrating so-called doctors who happily admit to mutilating children before they are even old enough to understand the consequences of their actions, all enthralled to the anti-child, transgender agenda. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.